Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
Yeah, so join for the captivating pet tales and our business adventure.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves.
Penny, let's chat about who we are so our audience know.
Who are we? Who are we? I'm joking. I mean, yeah, great question, because why listen to us? Why listen to our podcast? Who are we? Well, Raya and I are just ordinary Asian girls who just love pets, and yeah, we just love business too. That's why we came together as business owners. How do we meet, Ray?
I don't know.
You don't remember? What?
No, I can't.
All right, I'm walking out of here.
I'm joking. Well, I think I met you from USC, right? Our master program.
You think, and we pay like how much money for that program?
Well, yeah, we joined the USC master, you know, and then that's where I met Penny. And I met Penny through one of our class, which is a lab, and then she introduced a cool pet project. Ooh. Ideas. Ooh. But I'm not gonna tell you guys.
Yeah, confidential. Yes. Unless you sign a non-disclosure agreement.
And then I was like, oh my god, finally someone, you know, proposing something about animals. So of course I jump on the board, you know, right after, like, Penny, I want to be on your teams.
Woohoo. And I'm glad you love animals like I do, and now here we are. Otherwise we won't be here.
Yeah.
Most importantly is that Ray and I, we've gone through different experiences in life as pet owners and even as business people. And we thought, hey, why not just bring all this knowledge to people who may be going through the same experience as us, or looking to go into the same experience, or maybe even inspire little girls like ourselves in trying to figure out our lives, right?
Yeah. Remember, like, you know, when you were a kid, always teacher will ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know what was your answer back then, but I know my answer keep changing. And then at a certain period of time, I was thinking I want to be a vet.
Oh, wow.
Because I want to, you know, help out animal and stuff. But then my father was like, you want to be a vet? If you want to be a vet, why don't you be a human doctor instead?
You know, that's interesting. Like, given we're from Asian families, yeah, we only know to be doctors or lawyers.
Or professors.
Exactly. And so it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? A doctor.
Yeah.
But hey, Ray's smart. She said vet, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted to help people too, which is why I said I want to be a doctor as a child. But, you know, there's more ways to help people than, or even pets and animals, right? Than to just become a doctor.
Yeah. And, you know, even Penny and I are pet owners now, but we have very different journey. I did not have a pet when I was growing up. I actually got my first pet when I moved to, you know, United States, which is in my high school time. Mm-hmm. And that was my first friend in USA, and then my first pet.
Aww.
And so far, I'm still cat owner and cat lovers. I do want to get a dog though one day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole nother beast.
And Penny here, she grew up with tons of pets.
Oh my gosh.
She had more than 20 pets, I think.
Yeah, way more. I mean, if you include like things like hamsters too, probably more than 30. But yeah, I've been a pet owner all my life since I couldn't like remember. I think I was like 5 maybe for my first pet. We had 2 Dalmatians, but they were stolen. And then I had Pomeranians before, Pekingese. I've had a tabby cat, Diana. Oh my gosh, she was the best, coolest cat ever. But now I have two dogs, Yuffie and Buffy.
They are adorable, by the way.
Yeah, you might see Ray's cat roaming around because they've been kind of trying to jump in frame.
Yes, they want to be on the podcast show as well.
Yeah, I see them right now. Your cat's names are
Bagel and Latte.
Latte and Bagel.
My favorite breakfast combo.
Now I'm hungry. How come you gave me water instead? Where's the bagel and latte?
It's rolling around. We can barbecue them later.
So, Ray, why did we decide to start this podcast?
Yeah, so I pitched to you.
Okay.
Did you forget that?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. You did pitch. Yes.
Yeah.
Business Ray speaking here.
No, because, you know, we just start all our companies and there's so many, like, pet companies are also doing what we are doing, pet leash, collars and stuff. And I just want an outlet that people get to know us better, like why we are doing this. We are not just, you know, making a pet product because we want to be rich, you know, or earn tons of revenue from pet owner. That's not what we want. We are actually trying to find some solution that it fit every single pet owner. For example, after my first pet passed away, you know, there's a certain time I did not want to have a pet anymore. But somehow I met Bagels again. And I decide, you know, why should I limit myself as a cat owner? I should be able to take my cat outside to walk. And that's how I told Penny, like, you know, walking a cat is so different, you know, compared to walking a dog. And then I can only buy product that they just made for the dog owners. And sometimes get very frustrated as a cat owner because the most harness or the collar, even leash, they are too heavy for the cat. And the funny thing is, walking a cat, sometimes they don't just walk on the ground. They want to go on high places. So my cat would want to go on the trees, go on the fences, and regular leash would choke them. So that's why I told Penny, like, I think this is a problem that we should solve together. Because I'm pretty sure people out there are looking for a leash that is benefit for all the animals, mm-hmm. not just dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, even for dog products, there hasn't been one that I feel like works for me, for my dogs, for how my lifestyle is. And everyone's lifestyle is different, right? Your mm-hmm. lifestyle and mine is different. The needs are different. And so I think that's why we want to create something that can work for all types of pet owners. We'll go into that a little bit later, but starting this podcast is a way for us to really tell the world why we do what we're doing. We're not just trying to run a podcast just to talk to people, you know, like we really want to show the impact we're making and be very transparent on how we are as people, what our values are, as well as the experience we've encountered and, you know, why we're doing our business.
Yeah.
And share those experiences so you guys can all benefit from our learning from our mistakes. You guys don't have to make what we made, right?
I know. And also, you know, during our journey, when we chat with our potential customer, when they try our product or even our friend, like everyone has funny tales about their animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everyone has like, ridiculous story. And they just want to share it to the world. But, you know, they don't. Some people are too shy. So we can tell their tale to you guys.
Yeah, we can tell it, or if they can bring up the courage like us, like, because we aren't podcast people, we're just people that are trying to do this but getting out of our comfort zone, right?
Yeah. I do not expect this at all, Penny. Public speaking is not,
and you're the one proposing it.
I thought you were gonna deny it. I shut it down.
Oh well, you know what, like I said, you better try and fail than to not ever try, okay? So let's hope we don't fail though. So keep watching us and subscribe, you guys.
Yes.
But yeah, it's not just like about pets, right? Even our business journey.
Or so, Penny, want to share some love story too?
Oh yeah, I was about to tell you guys, this is the beginning of our love story. I'm joking. Ray's happily married. Okay. Like, oh wait, she didn't want me to say that.
Are you sure I'm not gonna remember?
Oh, let's hope your husband doesn't see this. But I was saying, like, it's not just our love for pets that people want to share, you know, with each other stories, but also a lot of parents come to me. I don't know about you, Ray, but like a lot of parents ask me, like, oh, my kid's gone to college. How do I go about like understanding what opportunities they have and things like that? And, you know, I keep telling them the same stories over and over again. So why not have this podcast be an outlet to share our experience? So that's why you want to do
my
this.
My experience is a big difference because mm-hmm. I don't have people consult me like that. Mm-hmm. But I have a really weird background. So people always ask me.
Really like, weirdo.
Ray, why did you do this? Why did you keep changing your careers? You know, oh, by the way, I was a music major. I was on my track to be a first female famous contemporary composer.
Don't forget to follow her SoundCloud.
No, that doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
I'm joking.
Yeah, and then after that, I pivoted into publishing. And during my publishing work, I decided to do more personal growth. That's why I decided to go back to the school, to USC. And that's, again, that's where I met Penny. And so I just think, you know, podcast is also one of the reason that, you know, I can just answer my question to everyone.
That's true. Especially we're always at home working.
Yes.
For me, I have a big pivot in my career too. I was a biology major thinking I was going to be a doctor. But, you know, there's other ways to help people. And throughout my marketing and design career, also media production, I've felt like I've, you know, made some mark in some people's lives, which I hope they're continuing to grow and, you know, inspiring others and passing all that down. And right now I'm still a marketer, but obviously my focus is to become a entrepreneur and be making this company with Ray successful. So this is why you should follow our journey and learn from us.
Yes.
Maybe. And maybe not. If you want to see all the mistakes, this is the place.
We are going to be original because I don't even know how to fake things.
Oh, yeah. I'm the worst liar ever.
Yeah.
And you hear the tick, tick.
By the way, there's Bagel again. He's trying to get into the podcast.
I know. He's like, knock, knock. Who's there?
Yes. And another thing we want to do podcast is also like we want to bring, you know, awareness to people that animals have feeling as well. Because some culture or some people that I met, they don't believe that animal have their own thinking, their own logic.
Mm-hmm.
They will always come like, oh, they're just animal. They don't know things. But that's not true, you know.
Yeah, building that empathy for our animals, pets, like, is important. I've encountered so many situations where people tell me, like, they make the saddest remarks,
yeah.
You know, that belittles pets. And you just feel like animals have feelings too. Like when I'm down, Yuffie, she knows. She would like, you know, come and comfort me. And people don't realize pets are smarter than they are. So I do agree with that.
And we also want to break the stereotype of animals. Cats are not cruel and cats are not heartless, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
They are sweet animals. They just, you know, have their own different behavior to tell you they love you.
Mm-hmm. And they're affected by their environment too. So if you're, you know, treating them terribly or neglecting them, it results in a certain way. It's just like humans, right? Like
yes.
If we're treated in a certain way, we're gonna turn into something different. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're all living things and we're here to tell all those stories.
Yeah. So now Penny, maybe we should talk a little bit more about our company, like what is Omni Pet Club?
Omni Pet Club.
But don't tell too much.
Okay, fine. Omni Pet Club is made for all pets, as in our products, our, if we're going to have services, wink, wink. But like everything we design in-house is not just made for cats and dogs. It's made for any pets. And we just started in December, so we're doing our best to build our product line. So if you're on our website, omnipetclub.com, and you don't see a lot of selection yet, that's because we just started. And we will eventually be releasing a lot of things. But Omni Pet Club, the whole reason for it is to bring that inclusivity for all types of pets. Because as pet owners, we struggle to find the right products for all types of pets. And a lot of the businesses out there are catered to women mainly, or they are catered to dogs only. So yeah, we want to be the first lifestyle brand that's super inclusive of everyone and everything and every pet and animals.
Yeah, because pet ownership is a lifestyle. You know, everyone chooses to be a pet owner, just like people choose to be a parent. And you see a lot of baby brands out there, you know, supporting like different parent lifestyles. So how come there is no one for the pet?
Yeah, it's true. Like for me, I want to think of like a go-to lifestyle brand for pets, but it's really hard for me to pinpoint one that I love.
Yes.
And our goal is to create that one that we love and that hopefully other people will love too.
Mm-hmm.
How about what's going to come up after this intro pilot series? Like what is our next episodes, right? What are we going to be covering?
Well, next episode, we are going to talk a little bit more about our companies. Mm-hmm. So you know what is our company about and then what's our belief. And after that, you're going to hear a lot of fun pet owner experience from Penny and I. And I will definitely talk about a lot of experience from catwalking. Because a lot of things I want to tell you guys.
Yeah. Comment below if you guys have any experience with catwalking. We're curious to know, like what?
Good or bad, you know?
Yeah, good or bad. Or have you guys ever even tried, right?
Yes.
Or do you guys even know catwalking is a thing?
I keep telling Penny and I, we are being speciesed.
Species. Yes, Ray, you better coin terms now.
Hey, but then I have a friend who has pit bulls. He told me he has been breedist
for pit bulls.
Because, you know, people like, think they are like a
danger
animal. But, you know, they are actually lovely dog. Yeah. And they are good for babies, too.
Yeah.
But people don't know. They just associate like pit bulls, like fight dogs, because this is how human train them to be. But this is not their nature.
I've known so many pit bulls are so sweet. They're like big cuddly bears. Yeah, so I can see that. Like, a lot of people are afraid, you know? And sometimes it's the bad owners that make people afraid because of what you see in the news. So, yeah, we are definitely inclusive. We're not speciesist or breedist or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
So this, our storytelling going to be about, we're going to share everyone's tales and then our experience and of course the business adventures that we are having.
And depending on what we can get, we maybe bring some other people on or some experts or other regular everyday people to share their stories. So there's so much to look forward to in this podcast, and we hope that this will definitely be a not only a learning opportunity for Ray and I, but a learning opportunity for anyone who's listening to us.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us today. And this is our first episode, so please.
Yeah. If you like
with us.
Yeah, if you like already what the stories and experiences we've talked about, you know, feel free to subscribe to all of our channels. Mm-hmm. We will upload once every 2 weeks.
Yes.
And
every Thursday.
Every Thursdays, but let's not quote the time in case. I'm joking. We'll aim to post Thursdays at 6 a.m., okay?
Yes.
Aim to. But we'll keep you guys posted if that changes, but that's what we're aiming for. And if you are someone who has any pets, dogs, cats, or any other ones, like even snakes or crocodiles or chinchillas or bunnies, feel free to reach out to us, right? Like, we would love to hear your stories. You can email us, contact us through our social channels, and we can maybe collaborate on our podcast here.
Yes.
And leave any comments for suggestions on any episode topics that you would like us to cover. And for more information, you can visit us at omnipetclub.com/storytales. All the details about us, you can find it there.
Yes. And you can also follow us on Instagram at omnipetclubs. And we will also upload some footage on YouTube as well.
Yeah. So follow us on all of our channels. And we will see you guys again. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.